For hundreds of years after Jesus died, Christians didn't celebrate his birthday at all. In fact, many early Christian leaders thought celebrating birthdays was something only pagans and sinners did. It wasn't until 350 years after Jesus was born that church leaders finally decided December 25th would be Christmas. Even then, it took another 50 years before most Christians agreed. Early Christians thought birthdays were for sinners. The first Christians had a very different attitude about birthdays than we do today. A famous Christian teacher named Origen, who lived from 185 to 254 AD, that's more than 1,700 years ago, wrote something that might shock you. Not one from all the saints is found to have celebrated a festive day or a great feast on the day of his birth. No one is found to have had joy on the day of the birth of his son or daughter. Only sinners rejoice over this kind of birthday. Instead of celebrating when Jesus was born, early Christians focused on their belief in his resurrection. In other words, that he died and then came back to life. They believed that how someone's life ended was much more important than when it began. This meant that for the first 3 centuries after Jesus lived, Christians had no Christmas celebration at all. They believed in the birth of Jesus, but they didn't think it was worth celebrating. They also certainly didn't claim to know the exact date. The first Christmas, a political decision. Everything changed when a Roman emperor named Constantine decided to make Christianity the official religion of his empire in 313 AD. Suddenly, Christianity went from being a religion that was not what most people believed to the most common religion in the world. But this created a problem. Millions of Romans still loved their pagan festivals, especially the winter celebrations. In the year 336 AD, so a bit less than 1,700 years ago, a Roman bishop wrote the first recorded mention of Christmas, 25 De Sonatus Christus, in Bethlehem, Judea. That is in Latin, which is the language at the time, but is no longer in use today. Translated, that means December 25th, Christ born in Bethlehem, Judea. But this was just one bishop's note, not an official church decision. The real decision came about 14 years later, so around the year 350 AD, when Pope Julius I officially declared December 25th as the celebration of Jesus' birth. Christians regard the birth of Jesus as occurring in the year zero. So this means that for 3.5 centuries, 350 years, Christians had been practicing their religion without any consideration of Christmas, December 25th, the sun god's birthday. Why did church leaders choose December 25th? A big reason is probably because this date was already one of the most important holidays in the Roman Empire. It was called Dies Natalis Solis Invicti, the birthday of the invincible sun. Romans celebrated their sun god Sol on this day with festivals, feasting, and gift-giving. Church leader John Chrysostom worried about this connection. In a sermon, he acknowledged that pagans call this the birthday of the invincible one, but argued that Jesus was more invincible because he defeated the death he suffered. His nervous tone suggests he knew exactly why church leaders had chosen this particular date. Early Christian writer Tertullian had complained a century earlier that Christians were less devoted to their faith than pagans were to theirs. He wrote sadly that while Christians ignored their holy days, the pagans were busy celebrating the Saturnalia and New Year's and midwinter's festivals. The church needed to compete. The slow spread of Christmas in after Pope Julius V made the official declaration, Christmas didn't catch on quickly. Different Christian communities resisted the new holiday. Constantinople, modern-day Istanbul, didn't celebrate Christmas until 373 AD, 37 years after it was first recorded. Antioch, one of the oldest Christian centers, first observed Christmas in 376 AD. In Egypt, many Christians still rejected the feast entirely in the 400s AD. This resistance shows that even Christians themselves weren't convinced that December 25th was really Jesus' birthday. Many suspected it was chosen for political reasons rather than religious ones. A smart but uncomfortable strategy, modern historians believe the church made a calculated decision. As Professor Stephen Hales explains, it's not hard to see why Christians decided to overcome their initial reluctance and start co-opting, using Roman holidays. The Roman gods were a hit with the masses, and Sol Invictus was particularly popular at that time. The church faced a difficult choice. They could try to eliminate beloved pagan festivals and risk making Christianity unpopular, or they could transform these celebrations into Christian ones. They chose transformation over elimination. Methodist minister Bruce Forbes notes that while we have no document in which Constantine or a bishop of Rome tells us exactly why the birthday celebration of Jesus got started on December 25th, it obviously had something to do with the winter festivities already in place. Why this matters today, understanding that December 25th became Christmas through political strategy rather than historical accuracy, helps explain why Christmas has always mixed Christian and non-Christian elements. From its very beginning, Christmas was the grafting of a Christian holiday onto an existing non-Christian season of festivity. This doesn't necessarily make Christmas less meaningful to Christians today, but it does reveal that the holiday we know developed through human decisions made for practical reasons. The early church leaders weren't trying to deceive anyone. Instead, they were trying to build a faith that could survive in a world full of competing traditions. The 350-year gap between when Christianity began and the first time Christmas was celebrated also reminds us that many traditions we think of as ancient are actually relatively recent human creations. Sometimes, the most important question isn't how old is this tradition, but why was this tradition created and what purpose does it serve? Question to think about. If early Christians thought birthdays were for sinners, what changed their minds about celebrating Jesus' birthday? Do you think their reasons were good ones?